From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Brett Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation hearings for a Supreme Court seat loom large over the Missouri Senate race. Democrat Claire McCaskill, who was running for re-election, was asked on a conference call today whether she's concerned about what's being said during the hearings. She says she's more worried about the thousands of pages of documents that were released earlier this week.
What I'm seeing in some of the documents is a very clear view of some issues that are very important in terms of decisions of the Supreme Court.
McCaskill didn't elaborate on what issues are in the documents. Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley backs Kavanaugh and has said McCaskill should too. But McCaskill says she'll reserve judgment until she reviews all of Kavanaugh's answers. The ACLU of Missouri has filed the latest challenge over whether the state's anti-discrimination law includes gender identity. In Kansas City, Dan Margulies reports.
Earlier this summer, the Missouri Commission on Human Rights dismissed a case by a transgender man who claimed his employer barred him from using the men's room. The commission's decisions are not made public, but the ACLU lawsuit says the commission found it didn't have jurisdiction. Kansas City Democratic State Representative Greg Razor believes the state's anti-discrimination law should protect gender identity.
There are obviously people in Missouri who are losing their jobs because they're LGBT. And that shouldn't be the kind of state any of us want us living in.
The Missouri Supreme Court is currently considering two cases brought by transgender people who allege they were discriminated against. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says she's uncomfortable with the anonymous editorial that ran in the New York Times this week. The opinion piece was critical of President Trump's actions in the White House and raised questions about his mental stability. McCaskill said today that though she often disagrees with Trump, she hasn't seen anything worthy of starting impeachment proceedings.
If, in fact, there is someone high up in the president's administration who has serious concerns about his competence, then I think to be taken as seriously as the subject matter, it would be important for that person to come forward.
McCaskill also has secured the backing of the National Border Patrol Council. Its president, Brandon Judd, says McCaskill has been a, quote, steadfast ally. MU Extension received $1.1 million in federal grants to help manufacturing businesses affected by the competition in the global market. The Columbia, Missourian reports the grant was part of $13 million sent to 11 trade adjustment centers across the country. Janine Goodrich is the project manager of Mid-America Trade Adjustment Assistance Center, the part of the MU Extension that received the grant. She says the money will pay for operational improvement projects like engineering training and market research. The center assists manufacturers in Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. The program aims at facilitating long-term financial stability to help manufacturers compete with foreign companies. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.